Eight Pen Publishing continues to sponsor Above the Firehouse podcast. For classic Disney photography, artwork, and artists, go to www.8penpublishing.com.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and provide you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I will do a video cast. Hello, once again, everybody. I want to let you guys all know something. I've been working on the photo gallery a little bit more. Now I've added a guest book. Now, in each individual photo on a particular gallery, it has its own very own guest book, so you can sign and talk about that particular gallery. I've also added a view counter, and I plan on actually adding a little comment system to it, so you can add a comment to the particular picture of your choice. So check it out. It's at www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. 8 Pen Publishing continues to sponsor our podcast. Thank you, Carlene. I will be in the park this Friday. That's right. Friday the 13th. I know. Great date, huh? Shouldn't be special. You know what? Actually, I should be easier to spot this time because I will have my big Canon XL1 video camera with me. So if you see me, come on by and say ha. I've also ordered, ready for this, Above the Firehouse pins. And I'll be putting those up on sale soon to support the podcast. I'm real excited about that. It actually looks like the podcast picture that you see. If you're using iTunes, you can see the artwork right now. Or you'll see it on my section where I have the podcast up on Libsyn. That little picture up there is what the pin will look like. But it'll have like a little gray outline, and it's going to be 1 inch by 1 inch, and those will be arriving here this week. So we got a lot of show to get to, so without further ado, you know what time it is. That's right, this week in Disney history, we look into all things in Disney history. On October 9th in the year 1956, Walt Disney writes a letter to the future, and it was placed in the time capsule from his Burbank, California studios entitled Prediction of Entertainment in the World 50 Years from Now. He predicts that the world will be overturned by technology. Was he right? On that day in 2003, Epcot closes at 3 p.m. for a special evening press event for the opening of Mission Space. Now, the dedication is presided over the Walt Disney Company chairman and CEO, Michael Eisner at the time, Hewlett Packard CEO, Carly Fiorina, and NASA President Sean O'Keefe. Now, in attendance are legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin, Jim Lovell, and Wally Schirra. The event also includes beamed-in remarks and well wishes from Russian cosmonaut commander Yuri Malenkachenko. I think that's how it's pronounced. And NASA International Space Station science officer Ed Lu. They're actually aboard the International Space Station at the time. On October 10th, 1998, the Journey to Imagination ride and attraction ImagineWorks, both located in Epcot's Journey to Imagination Pavilion, closes. On October 11th in 1959, the Rainbow Cavern Mines attraction closes in Disneyland's Frontierland. On October 11th in 1986, animator and legend Dave Hahn unfortunately passes away in San Luis Obispo. I've been up there. California. He joins the Walt Disney Studios as its 21st animator in 1930, and he later became production supervisor on the studio and directed Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. On that day, in the year 2003, the extraterrestrial alien encounter at Walt Disney's World Tomorrowland closes forever at the end of this day, and it'll be replaced by Stitch's Great Escape. On October 12th in 1986, the Golden Horseshoe Review at Disneyland's Frontierland officially closes. The show, written by Wally Bogue and Donald Novus, has been running since July 1955. On October 13th, 1999, Disney legend Van Arsendale France, who established the Disney University to train Disney cast members, passes away at age 87 in Newport Beach, California. He first joined Disney in March of 55 and over the years performed many roles at the park, including the area manager of Tomorrowland, organizational chairman of the Disney Recreational Club, and the coordinator of the first Disney cast member magazine, Backstage Disney. On October 14th, 1971, Walt Disney World's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea attraction, based on the 54 Disney film, opens, and it features 14 submarines and a 1.5 million gasoline tank of water. Let's go swimming, shall we? On that day in the year 19,004, bidding begins on eBay for the Disneyland Haunted Mansion 1,000 Ghost Experience. The winning bidder will have his or her own personalized tombstone imported at the classic Anaheim Park attraction. Now, the unique gravestone marker will bear the winner's first name and a humorous epitaph, which is what we mostly do, like interests and hobbies. And it's personalized by the team at Walt Disney World's, Walt Disney World's, just basic Walt Disney Imagineering. On October 14th, 1996, the Main Street Electrical Parade at Disneyland gives its final performance. And that's This Week in Disney History. That's right, stupid Disney joke. And once again, this is by me. Alrighty. Where does Crush the Turtle get gas? Need a couple seconds? Haha, at Shell. And that's the stupid Disney joke.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the firehouse, that's just a fun fact for you.
Disneyland has more security people than the city of Anaheim has police. And that's this week's Disney Fun Fact.
It's time for another Above the Firehouse contest.
That's right. Just want to remind you about the contest that's still going. You can see the questions on my forums as well. AboveTheFirehouse.com/forums and look in the podcast section under contest. Now the prize is a 40-page pictorial of Disney years from 1955 to 1958, and it's from A-Pen Publishing, our publisher, called the Disney Years Eyes Through a Photographer. Now once again, here are the questions. Disney's Escape to Witch Mountain featured the adventures of two orphans named who? In Disneyland's The Haunted Mansion attraction, you'll hear the spooky song Grinning Ghost. Now, can you complete the missing lyric from that dire ditty? Creepy creeps from eerie eyes start to... Now, who was the first performer to win a Best Actor or Best Actress Oscar for a role in a Disney film? Now, according to Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, what blank blank... while the flatware's entertaining. Now, the three lands currently existing at Disneyland Park that were not there on opening day included what three lands? The unusual ladder used in the Santa Claus is manufactured by who? Now, Pinocchio's bad boyfriend who becomes a donkey is named who? And he was voiced by what prolific actor? Disney's first video game ever based on the movie what? And promotions in the movie heavily touted the fact that you could play the game after you saw the film. The very first Mickey Mouse watch was manufactured by who? And the final one, Starstruck animated Disney short, what was named was nominated for an Academy Award in 1938. Now send your answers to podcast at AboveTheFirehouse.com, and it ends on November 5th at noon Pacific Standard Time, so good luck to you. All righty. Now, this show has a bit of a twist to it today. I need to tell you a little story before I play what I have for you today. When I was young and I got my parents to buy me a Disneyland 45 record, now at the time I really didn't know who was on it, but I noticed the Disney name and boy, I gotta have it. So they pushed it for me and I would play it and play it. Years later, my old records and 45s were thrown away and that was one of them. Will happen to be Ludwig von Drake. For those of you who do not know who he is, and you should, Ludwig von Drake is one of Walt Disney's cartoons and comic book characters who first appeared as a presenter of the cartoon An Adventure in Color in 61. And this was part of the first show of the Walt Disney Wonderful World of Color on NBC. He was introduced as an uncle of Donald Duck and was supposedly named after either Ludwig von Mises or Ludwig van Beethoven. He was actually voiced by the one and only legendary Paul Frees until 1986. And then after Paul Frees' death in 1986, Corey Burton took over the voice of Ludwig von Drake. Now this was originally released in 1961, but with the time when I got it, it was like in the 70s. So with that, I will play you the whole 45 of I'm Ludwig von Drake. Now thanks to the old music on demand for having this.
Diggy diggy oom papa oom diggy diggy oom papa oom diggy diggy oom papa oom diggy diggy doo. Hooray for Professor Ludwig van Drake, Ludwig van Drake, Ludwig van Drake. He is a genius, make no mistake. Ludwig van Drake, that's me. When people say, Ludwig, what makes you so smart? You know everything from science to art. I'm forced to admit, after study I find, it's just my superior mind. 'Cause I'm Professor Ludwig van Drake. Ludwig van Drake, Ludwig van Drake. Oh, I am a genius, make no mistake. Ludwig van Drake, that's me. I look in the mirror and what can I say? Van Drake, you're okay. Hip hip hooray! You're modest and handsome and lovable too. Van Drake, you're too good to be true. You. I'm a wizard, calculus, psychology, plane geometry and anthropology. I'm the living end in entomology and at bridge I excel. I know all about atomic energy, horses, boats and cars and biochemistry. But when it comes to brain surgery, that I only do swell. 'Cause I'm Professor Ludwig van Drake. When it comes to brains, I take the cake. 'Cause I'm a genius, make no mistake. Ludwig van Drake, that's me. Thank you very much for being with me over here. Oh, isn't that wonderful? In honor of me, I see they are beginning to set up. What are you going to do there, boys? Look at that. I thought they saved that for presidents. A 21-gun salute. Look at those beautiful cannons. They're pointing over at me. Yeah, what do you mean pointing at me? What are you doing pointing at me? You're pointing the cannons at me. You're supposed to point the cannons up in the air, shoot them in the air. You don't point the cannons on me. Wait a second. What are you doing about that? Well, that's me all over. Well, they almost got me there, but not quite. I really got away from them that time. But we are here and we make this record because we are going to tell you all about the wonderful world of color. Now, you know, originally the wonderful world of color was on the television program that I had, of which I produced and I starred and I directed and I wrote it and I also drew it and everything else. There's a character in there named Walt Frisbee or something like that I draw. And it's some kind of a duck or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, this record is all about the wonderful world of color. And color is very important because without color, I mean, you don't have, you're not going to eat blue steaks or something like that. You like nice brown or juicy red steaks, something like that. You like red apples and oranges and things like that. So color is very important. And that's what we're going to explain to you right now on this phonograph record. Anyway, to describe color to you, I'm going to do it with a little song that I call the Spectrum Song. Now, you all know what the spectrum is. You know what a spectrum is. A spectrum is where all of the colors in the rainbow is in the spectrum. All of the colors that we use. And you know what's at the end of the rainbow? At the end of the rainbow is a pot. And that's the pot that I like, because that pot is supposed to be filled with gold, and gold is very nice color. I like that. As a matter of fact, I like that. I'm going to play on the pot instead of on the piano for you. No, actually, each note in the spectrum is also a color. And as you listen to the notes, you try to think of them as different colors. And it goes like this. Yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, 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 yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, red. Blend them up and what do you get? Cerise, chartreuse and aqua, mauve, beige and ultramarine, and every color in between. Hi-so! Kawaii, kai, non, cha, lum, bum. Color has its harmony. And just like I have said, red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green, blue, purple, red, red. Blend them all and what do you get? Cerise, chartreuse and aqua, mauve, beige and ultramarine, and every color in between. Ings, the psycho, foes, die, brun, brun. Color has its harmony, and just like I have said, red, yellow, green, red, blue, pink, gray, and white, and plaid, and blue, green, white, yellow, and tudins, and red, and stripes, with blue, and black, and... What? Wait a second. What's going on with all the colors? Blue, red, green, white, black, black. What? What ever happened to just plain old lavender blue dilly 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 dilly. There, you see, now you know all about all of the different colors that there is in the spectrum. And those colors are very important, not only for the different kinds of food like we was talking about, and the different color things, but actually there couldn't even have been any songs, because there's blues, and there's red sails something, and she wore a yellow something, and everything has colors in it, and all of the songs has colors in it, and some of the best songs. But here is a blues song, like I told you, and actually I was one of the discoverers of the rock and roll and the blues and things like that. They don't call me Elvis Van Drake for nothing, you know. So now I'm going to sing for you my interpretation from the number, a blues number, the Green with Envy Blues. Yeah, that's pretty nice and soft and quiet blues. That's what I like. Do the bars in the boom, boom, boom. I'm blue as I can be, green with jealousy. Look what you done to me. I've got those green with envy blues. I mean those red with anger blues. And that's the purple with passion blues over you. Oh, the end of the orange, you're gonna squeeze me need the mellow yellow moon, so I can lose those green with envy, red with anger, purple passionate blues. All right, take off, boys. Orange, you're gonna squeeze me, need the mellow yellow moon, so I can lose those green with envy, red with anger, purple passionate blues. Da 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 da. Thank you very much, boys. That was fun. I got those green with envy people. Da 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 da. Oh, I'm a tired duck. Oh, I got those oranges. They're squeezing me. Need the mellow yellow moon, so I can lose the green with envy, red with pink and white and plaid and blue and yellow. And when does this thing end already? What? Ooh, this is I-E-C-E-R-E-C-E. Green with envy blues. Boy. Well, how about that? I was really rocking and rolling and bluesing and greening and everything with that one. I tell you, the professor really gets around with that stuff. I got a lot of teenage students, they're teaching me all of this stuff. Boy, I was really wailing. Wailing, that's a term, I don't know where it is. I mean, I know that the whale is a great big, it's a big animal that lives in the water, and the water spritzes out on top of it, and I guess that's where wailing comes from, because it's a pretty big deal, that's what it is. But I'll tell you about a bigger deal, and that's the celebrations they have all over the world. Have you ever been all over the world celebrating? Well, that's what we are going to do with the magic of this record. In this wonderful world of color, we are going to travel all over the world and we're going to celebrate. I don't know what we're celebrating, but I don't need any excuses for celebrating. If you need an excuse, so we give you an excuse. Happy birthday to you and happy anniversary or happy, whatever you want, you can use it. But we're going to celebrate like they do in Rio de Janeiro. They have the carnival. And I tell you, that's a very big event every year. And in New Orleans, they have, like they have in Rio de Janeiro, the carnival. In New Orleans, it's called the Mardi Gras. And they have big parades, and they have costumes and floats. and I'm going to tell you all about the Mardi Gras and the carnival in this little song which we call a song. It gets you, it gets you, it lets you forget your cares. From AM, that's in the morning, to PM, that's at night, it's mayhem. Everywhere, I mean it's murder down there. The rhythm of the Mardi Gras will mesmerize your heart. The carnival will carry you away in a truck, olé. What did I say? It gets you, it gets you, it sets you in a spin. It flips you, it grips you. Bye-bye, that the carnival will win. I said it. Don't we love the carnival? Yes, we love the carnival. And we love the Mardi Gras. Let's go to the Mardi Gras. Hoop de hi hi hop cho cho get a gong de my da dong de de. Fall in the caliber of tools. This dragnet, like a magnet, will sweep you off your feet. Swing it, gigantic, romantic, this frantic cookie beat. Your liver starts to quiver and your eyes go spinning round. Your heart is palpitating like a drum. Tootie-bum, tootie-bum, bum, dum, dum, bum. All right now for the Mardi Gras. It gets you, oh, it gets you, oh, it sets you in a spin. It grims you, it flips you. Ah, you can't fight it, the carnival will win. Things are the bound on the mum mum dole. Oh, we had the Mardi Gras, yo, the itty bitty bum bum, hey! Doing the char 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 char, doing the char. Hooray for Professor Ludwig van Dreyck! Ludwig van Dreyck! Ludwig van Dreyck! He is a genius, make no mistake! Ludwig van Dreyck, that's me! Well, look who is here with us! This is such a big surprise! I'm really surprised to see you here! You know who I'm talking about? You. You turned over the record, and here you are, back with us. This is side two for those of you who just came in late. Now, I am going to tell you all about how records is made, because I am the engineer and the technician. I know all about how sounds are recorded, and I know which knob and which tube and a transistor and the amplifiers and the filters. You see, because I am an expert on sound, and I tell you this in all humility. I'm here to describe sound to you. And to describe the sound, I have assembled here an orchestra that I humbly call the Ludwig van Dreyck Ensemble. Now, I want you to get acquainted with all the different sounds in the orchestra. Herman? All right. Herman, you stand up, and I want you to play a note or two on your violin. All right, this is our first violinist. Say, that's very good, Herman DeWay. How did you get all that out of that little fiddle? Thank you very much. Now, we go to another part of the orchestra. Now, over here, we have... All of this is the brass section. All right, you play on the trumpet for me a note. All right? Now we're going to hear from the piano. So there you see, this is just a few of the parts that makes up a whole orchestra. But now, we are going to play some wonderful music for you. The important thing to remember is that music is music. And where does all the music come from? Well, all over the world, everybody is singing the same song. To tell you the truth, I think only one song was ever written. The Blue Danube Waltz. The Blue Danube is the only song that was ever written. I'm going to show you something. Now, here's the way the Blue Danube Waltz was written. Ratten, Ruten, Riten.
Musik.
it originally was. Then what happens? Then all of a sudden we go in south. We go in south with the tune. They lift the tune a little bit, they're switching around, and they're putting a little knock here and a little knock there, and all of a sudden, what have you got? You got the char-char-char. Think it stops down there where they took that? Now here is another style, and this one is a little more familiar to all of us, the rock and rollers doing the same thing. Now you take this rock and roll and you put it to the Blue Danube. Yeah, now that was pretty good, wasn't it? That's rockin' and rollin', and that's real good music. Now I'm going to explain a little bit more about recording. Now the most important thing about the recording is not the people that makes the music. It's the engineer, the man who stands there and works the tape machines and everything. Now you ask any engineer or man who works the tape machines and he will tell you he is the most important thing to any recording. The musicians mean nothing, the singers, the dancers. None of them mean nothing. And it's true, because if you don't have a good engineer, you're never going to get to Cleveland. Now I'm going to tell you about tape. Now, I'll tell you about tape. Now you take a piece of tape like this, and you put one piece over here on one side of the mouth, one piece on this. What am I doing? That's the wrong kind of tape I got over there. You're on a tape machine, you don't use that kind of a tape, like for bandages or something like that. It's altogether different. Now you put the tape on this side, and then you put it through a little thing over here, and then you twist it around over there, and you put another reel here, and then you turn on the machine, and here's what you hear on the tape. Yes, Steve, you're on F9, you're like neck new for nidium near more snap neck. Backward, you're more nerve nigger near more good. How about that? That's backwards. Well, I'm gonna fix that. You see, when you hear a tape that's put on backwards like that, it sounds, you know, like it's real ridiculous. But that isn't the way it is, because then when you turn it around and you play it forward, we're going to retread it over here. I put it over here, play it forward for you, and now you are going to see what it really sounds like. Now listen to this. This is altogether different. Do you ever hear anything like that? What is he saying? I don't even know what he's talking about. That's the silliest dialogue I didn't understand him either way. Well, anyway, let's get back to the tape machines and all of this other kooky stuff like the stereo phononic microphones and all the different things they got now. But one of the most interesting things you're going to find in a recording studio, and you go into them and you say you want to see the echo chamber. Now, if the red light is on in the recording studio, don't go in, because that means that somebody's recording. And if you open the door, you make any kind of a noise, it's going to disturb it. Because, like right at this moment, nobody would think of making any kind of noise, because they know that I am recording and I'm a big artist. So they are keeping everything as quiet as they possibly can, because they know that I'm recording. And I appreciate that, gentlemen, that you have kept everything nice and quiet for me while I'm recording. Back to the echo chamber. That's where we left it. If you remember, we left you in the echo chamber. Now, what are you doing in the echo chamber? I'll tell you what you are doing. You are getting echoes. And here's the way the echoes go. Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Fine.
That's good.
Thanks.
How's Sarah and the kids?
Fine.
Come over to supper sometime.
I will.
You see, that's the way... Wait a second, what are we doing here? Talking here to an echo? I'm talking to the echo all by myself? That's not supposed to be like that. An echo is yourself. You hear your own voice is coming back at you, like when you're in the mountains, it's the same thing. So So now here you are, and we go into the echo chamber. It's a nice big dark room, and there's nothing to be afraid of here because there's probably only ghosts or something. But ghosts! What am I saying in here, the echo chamber? Let me out of it! Open up the echo chamber here! What are you doing with it? This is ridiculous! Open up the... This we getting here! Whew! Boy, I thought we're never gonna get out of that place. That's the last time that I let you talk me into going into an echo chamber. All right, gentlemen, now we are going to do this. This is the last number that we're doing in the albumen here, all together now. So I want all the cooperation I can get out of you because this time, and to you, this is directed to you people, not to you musicians here, all aggregation, that's what we call them, all aggregated here together. I'm talking directly to you, you're listening to this record, you're looking at that ridiculous round thing over there, that pizza. Black pizza? Licorice pizza, I never saw that before. It's a good idea, though. Edible records, that's the name of it. I mean, if you don't like it, you can eat it. And it's low-calorie records. I mean, it's a wonderful idea. Anyway, you who are you're watching this record, you're listening to this record, and you're wondering why it was made, forget it. It's here, you bought it, forget it. All right, this is a recording session, gentlemen. I want your distinct attention here because this is a recording session. All right, engineer, you're ready in there? But this is take 27, isn't that right? We've done this 26 times before because we wanted to get it exactly perfect. Because this is really a work of art. I have selected for you now a number that you really are going to depreciate. This particular song that we are going to do after the whole record, you heard every kind of thing that was done, and they're talking about, we told you about the microphone, we told you about the engineer, we told you all about the music and with everything, the way it happens, but nobody has given recognition to the person that makes the words. We have selected a number here, a real good number, that is a classical description of the word maker. All right, are you ready, gentlemen? And I use the term loosely. Who did that? Who did that? All right, hold up your hand. All right, what did you do? Do that again. I dare you to do that again. All right, leave the room. Can you imagine the nerve that trumpet player doing that kind of a sound in the middle when Professor Ludwig van Drake is telling all about all this various stuff? I am surprised on you. All right, you can come back. Will you stop crying? You're flooding the room. Look at your tears is getting higher and higher in this room. This room is soundproof and locked in. This is like a swimming pool, this room. Now, will you stop that crying because the water is getting higher and higher and higher? Stop. Whew. I thought for a minute he wasn't going to stop crying. We're all going to submerge here for a minute. All right, where was we? We're back to the lyricist, the person who wrote the words. And this is really a wonderful number. I want you to pay special attention because every word is a gem. Every word means something. It means a real something, something. All right, now I am the leader. I'm the leader and I am ready. I'm ready. Wait a second, when I said I'm ready, I didn't mean I'm ready because I'm not ready when I say I'm ready. I mean I'm ready when I'm holding up this stick. You know what this stick is? This is a baton. You know what is a baton? A baton is what the leader from the orchestra uses. You watch this. See this one over here? I have two sticks like this. This is both batons. Oh, this one's still got some rice on it. I got both of these from the Ocha Fongdong. It's a little place down over here where they make batons and you also have dinner with it. Okay, now, you all ready for this? We're gonna do the number. All right, are you ready? Wait a second. You did that again, didn't you? Does that mean you're ready, yes, or you're not ready? What does that mean? Do you realize that if we was in the army, what that would be insubordination, what you did? What you would be on KP for 6 months? All right, stop saluting and sit down again with your violin or whatever that is, instrument over there you got, or kazoo, it looks like. Whoever heard a kazoo? All right, are you ready to do the number? Good. Coming back, that's the whole problem. Salagadola, Manchikabola, baby-dee-baba-dee-boo. Wait a second, stop! Stop the whole thing here, what are we doing? Salagadola, Manchikabola, baby-dee-baba-dee-boo. What? Of course. I thought there was something wrong with that. I got the page upside down. That's why it came out like that. You turn it over like this. You see, like that. And then it reads, you know, it reads the same thing upside or downside. I guess this is the way they meant it to be. All right. Well, then, that's the way it is. We take it from the top. All right. From the top, gentlemen. Aggregation, are you ready? This is it. Sallagadola, magicabola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Sallagadola, magicabola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Sallagadola means magicabularoo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Sallagadola, magicabula, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-di-di-bib. No, that's not right. Idi-di-boo-boo-boo. Yeah, I think I made a boo-boo all right. Wait a second, there's something wrong. I know the right answer. It's got to be... Wait a second, look on this. Gentlemen. Do you know something? This is not just plain... Well, I took a look at this and I said, bibbidi-bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, and you would think, well, what is bibbidi-bobbidi? What does this mean? But this is operatic music. You know, I'm one of the biggest opera stars in the world. I was a singer from all the way back, but I did all the kind of things. But for instance, I'll give you a demonstration. Bibbidi-bobbidi. You see, now what that means... In another language, operatic language. Fididin din blow the stunning yoke, nan the flending goes to the glitong da. We must take up the combo. What is this rebellion? Gentlemen, we won't have no more of this mutiny. I am the master of this ship, and you will do what I tell you, or I can throw the whole bunch of you overboard. Because I'm really, I tell you, this is ridiculous. We better finish this song, because I think, look at that one out all the way out over there with the little record that's getting all the way down to the end. He's wondering when is the end. I'm wondering when is the end. He's wondering where is the end. Everybody's wondering where is the end. Well, I want to tell you, this is the end. B-B-D... Ba-ba-di. Wait a second, I got a real low note I'm gonna hit here. Thought I wouldn't make it, didn't you?
Doom, 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 doom. As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for a midnight spree.
Palfrey's doing the voice of Ludwig van Drake. You know, I wish Paul was still around today. Who knows what voices he can do for like some of the new tracks just to keep the classic Disney magic going. Oh, well. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was, you know, classic humor from 1961. Oh, man. Well, it is Halloween month, being October. So, and now, a word from our friends over at WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
Restless bones materialize, rise the spooks of every size. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Rustling leaves and increasing darkness herald the approach of All Hallows' Eve. It is a time for ghouls, goblins, and spooks to roam free among us. This year, the Window to the Magic.com podcast will be playing host to these specters as they bring you an all-new Halloween show. This will be unlike anything you have heard from them before. Join us Sunday, October 29th, as the Window to the Magic.com podcast travels to Disneyland, USA, to present the all-original radio drama, Secrets of the Wooden Door. Your favorite Window to the Magic personalities and some very special guests will venture forth into unknown environs of the famous Haunted Mansion. Listen in if you dare.
That's right, WindowTheMagic.com podcast, October 29th. I'm going to listen, so why don't you listen as well? Well, I like to unfortunately have to say, like that new grammar, huh? That brings us to the end of the show. So thank you guys for letting me entertain you, and I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. So if you wish to leave me a voicemail, you can call 818-574-5027 or our other hotline at area code 206-203-2268. Now, your feedback is important to me, and if you have anything Disney-related, you are also welcome to leave me a voicemail or an email, and that email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Now, don't forget our website, abovethefirehouse.com. I also have my forums on there as well, so sign up and join in the conversation. It's my own little community. It's free and painless. Well, my name is Tony, and we'll see you all again next time on Above the Firehouse. So until then, have a magical week, and peace and chicken grease.
So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long, about so long, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks. And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Filthy hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the Window to the Magic podcast show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
Do you ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.